In this week's parasha, the Torah, after listing the mitzvah bikurim, says v'samachta b'chol ha'toiv. So there's a command in the Torah to be happy with the toiv. So Rav Shiva or Gifter, zichli bracha, raises the question: why do we need a command v'samachta b'chol ha'toiv? It's tzivui that there's a mitzvah to be mesameh, to be besimcha. So some are learning that the pasuk is continuing saying it's not just you, it's the other people, the ger, etc. So the command is to make sure that you share your simcha with others as well. But that which a person is mesameach, that's a natural result. But the Rishiva suggests two other explanations. He suggests, number one, we have a concept. We know that HaKadosh Baruch Hashem Chavetzaman Tzidkoyah Dal Torah B'Yadir, that the Russian wants to be Mezakeh Klal Yisrael. So one of the Tanoim says that Bereshit gave us the mitzvah of Dam. People do not like Dam anyway. But now the Bereshit gave a mitzvah of Dam and we refrain from eating Dam. We get a schus, we get a mitzvah. Had there been no mitzvah, we just would get our natural inclination. So by the Bereshit making it a mitzvah, even something which is natural, we're going to be zeichah to get the schuyas because of that. So the Bereshit gave the mitzvah of Simcha, mituv libay, because he wants him to zakah klal Yisrael, whether we should get more reward, and therefore he made this into a mitzvah. That's the first explanation that he says. Then he says the second explanation is there are many people who are not happy with what they have. Many people that they have this wonderful harvest, and they have plenty, and everything is wonderful, and they're focusing on, I would like more. Why didn't the field produce, it should have produced X, and it's only producing Y. And even though it's plenty for the family, but I'd like to be able to sell and have money, and I could buy a nice house, and you know, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So there's the person gets drawn into this cycle of materialism. So here a person is working as a farmer, working in the field, working very hard, producing. Person spending a large amount of his time in the world of Gashmius. It's very easy to get drawn into this cycle of materialism. And therefore the Torah says, no, stop. Remember, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it to you. It's not really yours, even after all of your work. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it to you. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it to you. He gave it to you what you need. So Esau says, Yeshli Rav, and Yaakovina says, Yeshli Kol. Esau, Yeshli Rav, I have so much. So Rashi says, but there are much more than I need. But the other Mephoshim were, Yeshli Rav, I have plenty, I have a lot, but not what I want. So I can't say I have kol, I have everything that I desire. Whereas Yaakovina said, Yeshli Kol, I have everything that I need. I have tremendous amount, but the point is I have what I need. So the Torah gives us a command, the B'samachto B'chol HaToiv, that you should have a tremendous element of simcha and happiness in the Toiv, which you remember, remember it came from Kadosh Baruch Hu. Maybe I could have one more connection to it, is that the simcha is enhanced by remembering who gave it. You know, you have a very nice item, so you're very happy you have it. It's given to you by a dear friend. Every time you use the item, you remember your dear friend, so the pleasure of using that item, of getting the benefit from it, is increased multiple times because of remembering the warmth of the friendship which comes with it. So the command over here is, it's not enough to be mesameach on the Torah that you have, be mesameach on the Torah which HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you. A person stops and thinks about how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given him. And then from that vantage point, is mesameach, he's feeling the Torah, he's also feeling the Torah of the Kesher that HaKadosh Baruch Hu cares about him. And it'll be a reminder HaKadosh Baruch Hu has taken care of us and loves us and cares about us, which is a very important reminder which we always need. And that'll be the source of the simcha. Have a good Shabbos.